Now, we caught up with Lynn Cleaver the other day from Medicinal Cannabis Awareness Tasmania to discuss the lack, an apparent lack of our government here on legalising medicinal cannabis to help stop people suffering severe sickness and illness and suffering and pain. And Lynn's back in the studio with us again. How are you?
Well, thank you. How are you?
Good to have you back.
Yeah, thank you very much. Now, since we spoke to you, because obviously the other day, if people didn't hear, we were trying to get a new documentary screened, which has been made by Helen Kapalos, who was a newsreader on the mainland, and she travelled around to put all this together. And it's an eye-opening documentary, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, like of particular importance to me and people like, you know, family like ours, the patient testimonials are really moving and often heartbreaking. But also of interest is the stark contrast in the thinking between specialists here in Australia and how things are done in Israel, which is, it's a terrific insight.
Mm, absolutely. Now, we made some calls as soon as we got off air the other day because we were flying blind. We needed a venue. Well, as we know, we can announce that Village Cinemas in Launceston have kindly given us a cinema to show this documentary, which is just fantastic. So, yeah, thanks to Michelle for all her help in putting that together. But we've got a date and a time now, which is brilliant.
We have a date and a time, so November 9th at 6:30 p.m. here at Village. Yep. And thank you very much to Village for allowing us to do this.
Absolutely. Now, tickets are costing $20, and obviously we need to sell around 60 tickets, don't we, at least?
That's right.
For it to be shown.
To be shown. Yep. That's right. And I know quite a few have been sold already, but we want to sell and see the cinema as packed as possible because it's an issue that, and let's face it, everyone could be utilising this medicinal cannabis in the future.
Yeah. Most people know somebody who is unwell, a loved one or a friend, or and the potential for cannabis therapy to alleviate their suffering is you know, it's huge. So we'd like to encourage just, everyday Tasmanians to come along. We'd also like to encourage our health minister to come along and learn a little bit about, you know, Tasmanians using cannabis as well as Australians and how it's done in Israel. And we'd also like to encourage our pharmacists and our doctors to come along and appreciate the science that's happening in other jurisdictions.
If people want to, I suppose, pre-book a ticket, that's the way to do it. How are we meant to do that?
So you jump online. Hopefully you guys might put a link up so people can follow that.
Yeah.
And you can reserve your tickets, just put your details in. And once we have the 60 tickets sold, then it'll be charged out. No money will change hands until the full amount of tickets are sold.
That's right. And we, again, want to see the cinema pack because, as I said, it's an issue that affects everyone. And, I mean, since we spoke, and this is no word of a lie, I have been swamped with people wherever I go talking about medicinal cannabis and the fact that our government here could be leading the way on it, but isn't, overnight.
Yeah. Welcome to the life of an advocate, Fezzy. Yes. It's fabulous.
It's just ridiculous. I just don't get it. Queensland GPs are soon going to be able to prescribe medicinal cannabis for patients under new laws passed by the state parliament last night. Now, this provides a legitimate pathway for Queensland patients of any age and with a range of conditions to access legal medicinal cannabis products. That bill was passed unanimously with opposition and crossbench support. That was last night. That's the Queensland government. They're leading the way. Our government's gone to sleep on the issue and won't do anything about it.
Let's hope our government is listening to that and take some notice of it.
It's just ridiculous. I mean,
well, our government has been known to be quite proud of the fact that they're leaders in this field.
Progressive.
Yeah, and they're not letting anything.
Mm. No.
And the thing is, the more people we get along to this movie, A Life of Its Own, the more people can also advocate on behalf of people like yourself. Can we just quickly just give a background, the reason you're involved in this awareness campaign for the medicinal cannabis?
Our son Jeremy, he's 25 and he has a brain injury and refractory epilepsy, which mainstream medicines have failed to control. So we researched cannabis and we started using that for Jeremy. We grow it in our backyard. We extract the medicines ourselves because that was just the best way to ensure a safe supply. We know how the medicine's grown, how it's extracted. Yeah, so, and I mean, we really have, we have no choice, you know, like this is what is best for Jeremy.
And the difference between prescribed drugs from the doctor and this medicinal cannabis, what was the difference?
Huge. Cannabis is so much more non-toxic to Jeremy. He's not suffering from the toxicity issues he was with the anticonvulsant therapy that had been prescribed.
Mm. Yeah.
And as you said, the seizures have reduced a lot too.
Yeah, less frequent and less severe and, he's generally much more healthy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. I think you're an absolute warrior. And it just, the BS you have to go through, I mean, you're under enough stress already and yet you have to break the law as it stands to treat your son, your own son. I mean, that just staggers me. In a country like Australia.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.